This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos at the Wall Street Journal's annual WSJ Tech Live Conference held in Laguna Beach, California. All this week, we're bringing you the latest headlines from the event as well as onstage interviews from the conference. On Wednesday, Michael Brown, director of the Defense Innovation Unit, a branch of the Pentagon, said the United States is trailing China in numerous critical technologies. He went on to say the role of the private tech sector is more important than ever to U.S. national and economic security. We'll get to that interview shortly, but first, these tech headlines. A Wall Street Journal investigation published Wednesday revealed that Amazon is offering apparel from dozens of Bangladeshi factories that other leading retailers have said are too dangerous to allow into their supply chains. After a factory collapse in 2013 killed more than 1,100 people in Bangladesh, most of the biggest U.S. retailers like Walmart, Target, and Costco agreed to honor bans imposed by safety monitoring groups, as well as to implement supply chain inspections and disclosures. However, Amazon did not join those retailers, and the journal has found items on Amazon made in Bangladeshi factories whose owners have refused to fix safety issues. A leader in the online retail market, Amazon runs its platform without many of the constraints that big U.S. companies apply to their products and stores. For example, many sellers on Amazon's third-party marketplace are anonymous and aren't subject to some of the oversight Amazon applies to its own brands. At the WSJ Tech Live conference on Tuesday, Amazon Consumer Chief Jeff Wilkie addressed how the company plans to improve its oversight and preserve customer trust, and said the company may need to spend billions of dollars in the future to prevent the sale of counterfeit goods, expired food, and dangerous products on its platforms. On Wednesday, Google claimed it made a breakthrough in quantum computing. The company said its quantum computer has performed a calculation in about 3 minutes that would have taken the world's fastest conventional supercomputer 10,000 years. The calculation involves a progressively difficult random number sampling task, and the research was published in the science journal Nature. And while the search giant claims so-called quantum supremacy, others, including IBM, argue that that term, quantum supremacy, refers to the threshold where quantum computers can perform calculations that classical computers can't do at all. IBM reviewed the published research and, in a blog post, said it believes the calculation could have been done in 2.5 days, not 10,000 years. Google's demonstration of quantum computing's power comes as competitors such as Microsoft, IBM, and venture capitalist-backed startups are working to commercialize the technology. The Trump administration has made quantum computing a priority, authorizing $1.2 billion in spending over 5 years for quantum-related activities across the federal government. More news from the WSJ Tech Live Conference. The U.S. and China may be close to a trade agreement. However, the tensions between the countries over technology and economic issues will continue for quite some time. That's according to China Market Research Group founder Sean Rhine. Speaking at WSJ Tech Live on Wednesday, Rhine predicted the tensions between the countries would continue for decades. He said that the Chinese think the U.S. is trying to contain China's growth and maybe topple the Communist Party. Furthermore, Rhine said the trade war may cause Chinese companies to become less dependent on U.S. tech. Recently, U.S. companies have been hurt by U.S. moves to block sales to Huawei, which has encouraged Chinese companies to innovate components Huawei once sourced from the U.S. Mr. Rhine said resolving some of these issues could ultimately help the U.S. Coming up, according to a Defense Department official, the United States is trailing China in numerous critical technologies. The director of the Defense Innovation Unit spoke on stage here at WSJ Tech Live and talked about why he believes the role of the private sector could be more important than ever to U.S. national and economic security. His interview after this. On the final day of the WSJ Tech Live conference, the Wall Street Journal's global technology editor, Jason Dean, sat down with Michael Brown, director of the Defense Innovation Unit. Mr. Brown said that although the United States has a lead in certain technologies, the country is trailing China in numerous critical ones, like 5G networks, drones, batteries, hypersonic systems, wind and solar energy, and cryptocurrency. Speaking on Wednesday, Brown explained that the role of the private sector is more important than ever to U.S. national and economic security. He also outlined how much of today's tech innovation is happening in the private sector.
We're talking about things like AI, quantum, genetic engineering, autonomy, commercial space. So most of the innovation that's occurring, as we all know, is happening in the commercial sector. And this is a very different world than there was in the 60s and 70s, when a lot of the global R&D, in fact, a third of global R&D in 1960 was associated with the U.S. military. That number today is 3.7%. So when Ash Carter, as Secretary of Defense, formed the Defense Innovation Unit, it was a recognition that to access that commercial technology was to give the U.S. military the advantage to take advantage of where the commercial innovation was occurring today.
With China looming as both a military and technological rival, Mr. Brown explained why cooperation between the U.S. tech sector and the military is crucial.
I see the competition with China as primarily economic, so it concerns me when many people reach for the Cold War as an analogy for what we're in with China. First of all, China's economy relative to the U.S. is much larger than the Soviet Union. They've already exceeded in size where the Soviet Union was at its peak relative to the U.S., and most economists think China will be a larger country economically in the next 10 or 20 years in dollar terms. In purchasing power parity, they're already larger than the U.S. So none of us alive have lived through a period where there is another economy in the world that's larger than the U.S. So why is that a concern? Well, a concern because that capability of a large economy really gives the ability to invest in new technology. And we need to make sure in the U.S. that we're seeding the appropriate investments that really lead to economic prosperity that will allow us to be a leader globally in technology for the next 20, 30, 40 years. If we go back to the time of the Cold War, one of the responses that I think we can use again was the investment in basic science. We declared that we wanted to be preeminent science. We invested in STEM education. We were graduating more engineers. There was national purpose behind a moonshot. And many technologies that came out of that, whether it's miniaturized electronics or GPS or internet, have fueled the economic prosperity that we're enjoying today. We need to make sure that investment is very foremost in our national priorities today. And actually, it's been in decline since the 60s.
Looking to the future, Brown outlined what he believes the U.S. needs to do to remain competitive.
We need to make sure we're investing enough so that we can continue to be innovative. Frankly, we would continue to want other countries to want to have access and have the motivation to steal from us because we have the best technology. That's the best way to ensure economic prosperity and national security. The concern I have is that it's used too much as a justification for protectionist ideas and not enough for stimulus for further investment. So some things have happened. There have been some laws that have been written. FIRMA, the Foreign Investment Risk Review Modernization Act, was passed. Export control reform was passed. I think those are good things, as long as we coordinate with allies to make sure that we have the same protections globally. If just the U.S. does it, it's protectionist, then we don't really prevent technology from leaking. But so much more important than that defensive stance is, what are we doing to invest in ourselves? Where's the federally sponsored R&D? Where are the moonshots of today? How do we stimulate the innovation that we're seeing around us at this conference to make sure that the military has access to that as well?
We'll be back tomorrow with a final wrap-up of our coverage from the WSJ Tech Live conference. This has been Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in Laguna Beach. Thanks for listening.